This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, everybody. Mike Snyder with you again for another edition of Journal News Butler County, where we look at the lighter side of the news type of stories, human interest type stories, and so on that occur in that area north of Cincinnati, Butler County. And we'll be reviewing stories from the week of Sunday, May 5th, and perhaps some other dates here and there. And let's start with this. Fairfield moves ahead with Crown Jewel Marsh Park plan. And Dateline Fairfield. When Fairfield City Council last year discussed its areas of strategic focus, refreshing and developing Marsh Park was at the top of their list. Though there hasn't been a lot of outward-facing development of the park and its fishing lake, though 500 pounds of fish have been stocked with more to come this year, the city has been progressing on what many have called one of Fairfield's crown jewels. For decades, Marsh Park has been the city's fishing lake, and it had once been a pay lake. In recent years, it's allowed certain non-motorized boats on the water, though swimming is not permitted. It stocks the lake with fish every year, and there are limits on how much fish can be taken from the lake. Rules and fishing limits are posted on a kiosk next to the bait house. Since 2017, approximately 11,500 pounds of fish have been stocked at Marsh Park at various intervals depending on species. Nothing would please me more than to develop that lake to the fullest, said Fairfield Mayor Mitch Rodas, who had been the chair of the Planning Commission when the park was expanded in the 1990s. The park, which the city first acquired in August 1978, has expanded multiple times since then and is now nearly 140 acres, with 60 acres of it being lake water at varying depths. The expansion was due to the discontinued gravel mining operations of Martin Marietta, which deeded over the entire property nearly a decade ago after mining it for more than a half century. Marsh Park is a fishing lake named for the former Fairfield mayor, Thomas O. Marsh, and the natural spring-fed lake has thousands of feet of accessible shoreline and is home to a variety of fish, including fat catfish, trout, and largemouth bass. Until 2020, it was a pay lake, but the city, in order to encourage more outdoor recreation during the height of the COVID pandemic, made it free. They still have limits on how many fish can be removed, and a largemouth bass is strictly catch and release. Fairfield's plan to develop the park would be accentuating and expanding some of its features, including its internal loop and connecting the park to the Great Miami Recreation Trail, which now stops at the city's Waterworks Park. In October, the Ohio-Kentucky-Indiana Regional Council of Governments approved more than $750,000 in funds to extend the Great Miami River Trail from Waterworks South through Marsh. This extension is scheduled for construction in 2027 and will connect the trail south to the roundabout at River and Gray Roads, giving the city the ability to further expand the trail to Fairfield Dog Park. Fairfield City Manager Scott Timmer said in coordinating the OKI grant, the city has plans to complete the internal loop around Marsh Park. The city would like to include a bridge to cross some of the lake area. Timmer said the city is seeking funding through the biennial state capital budget and met with Representatives Jennifer Gross and Sarah Carruthers and Senator George Lang. This renewed effort to develop a plan for Marsh will be built off a concept plan done in 2016, highlighting possible features for the facility. This latest development plan will eventually include a final concept and implementation schedules, Timmer said. And we'll just stop at that point. Sounds like things continue to move forward in Fairfield. And here's a story out of Hamilton. Exhibit to highlight Native American culture. Mounds, Moon, and Stars is first exhibit in Pyramid Hill's renovated museum. And here's the story. Mounds, Moon, and Stars, an exhibit celebrating the legacy of Ohio's earthworks is the first exhibition to be displayed in the newly refreshed Gallery Museum at Pyramid Hill Sculpture Park and Museum. The exhibition will be on view through July 28th. Mounds, Moon, and Stars is a celebration of the people of the Hopewell culture and their really innovative outlook and the things that they did around this area in Ohio, said Delaney French, marketing and sales manager at Pyramid Hill. Curated by Marcus Burrows and Belinda Gore of Great Circle Alliance, the Mounds, Moon, and Stars exhibition will share the architecture, art, and astronomy of the Hopewell culture. The exhibition also includes modern commentary on some of the ancient artifacts. One of the notable things that the Hopewell people did was create these Newark earthwork sites, which is what we know them as today. So the exhibition is a combination of celebrating the earthworks sites as well as the artifacts that we have from their culture, said French. Visitors will explore and learn more about the Hopewell culture through the exhibit, which will include artifacts such as arrowhead pieces and jewelry, as well as imagery of the outdoor earthworks in Ohio. Highlighting Native American history and culture, the exhibit will share more about the purpose of the earthworks and what they were designed for, in addition to educating the public about the architecture and engineering. There is so much to be learned about the Hopewell culture, and this exhibition will be the way to discover more and explore it, French said. This exhibition is going to give people a lot of background on the Hopewell culture and the really rich culture that is here in Ohio. The Gallery Museum, formerly the Ancient Sculpture Museum, recently underwent renovations to become the new gallery space. The Gallery Museum will host rotating contemporary exhibitions and serve as a space for educational programming and enhanced rental opportunities. The Gallery Museum is open from noon to 5 p.m. daily. Mounds, Moon, and Stars at Pyramid Hill was funded by a grant from the Greater Cincinnati Foundation. The exhibition was curated by the Great Circle Alliance and made possible with funding in part by Ohio Humanities. Pyramid Hill season sponsors are ArtsWave, the Hamilton Community Foundation, and the Harry T. Wilkes Family Foundation. And there's a sidebar here is how to go, where, of course, is the Pyramid Hill Sculpture Park and Museum in Hamilton, and the gallery hours are noon to 5 p.m. daily. The exhibition is free with paid admission to the park. Adult admission to the park is $10. Children ages 6 to 12 are $5, and ages 5 and under are free for, and it's, of course, it's free for members. And here's kind of a Girl Makes Good story. Chief Justice Kennedy honored at Law Day event, and there's a photograph here of Justice Kennedy speaking to a group, and also a display of her with an inscription and a photograph in her younger days. Here is the story. Elected officials, judges and attorneys, and court employees throughout Butler County gathered Wednesday afternoon to honor Ohio Supreme Court Chief Justice Sharon Kennedy, a former Hamilton police officer and county domestic relations judge. The event was part Law Day commemoration held annually May 1st to celebrate the rule of law and cultivate a deeper understanding of the legal system, according to the American Bar Association. Who would have thought that Butler County would have such an esteemed jurist? It is remarkable that she was once just a Hamilton police officer, and now she is the top female and the top dog in law enforcement, said Melinda Cook Howard, president of the Butler County Bar Association. Cook Howard said the Bar Association is working to revitalize the Law Day celebration and could think of nothing better to celebrate than Sharon Kennedy. Kennedy grew up in Colerain Township, about 5 miles from the Fairfield border, graduating from Northwest High School, where the seed was planted to the legal profession. She received a bachelor's degree in social work from the University of Cincinnati in 1984 and graduated from University of Cincinnati College of Law in 1991. She walked a beat in Hamilton and learned her way around a courtroom in Butler County as a law clerk, a defense attorney, and county domestic relations judge before election to the state's highest court as Associate Justice in 2012. Kennedy wiped away tears at Wednesday's ceremony as she viewed the plaque that will be in the lobby of the Butler County Court Wing on the second floor outside of domestic relations courtrooms. "This is truly an honor to stand before you, and I am humbled by the recognition by the Butler County Bar Association," Kennedy said. "This day of recognition is not just a nod to my individual accomplishments, it is a tribute to the remarkable community that helped me realize my full potential." And here's a new developing program in Hamilton. Fitton Center, SOS Art, announced first artist in residence. And there's a photograph here of the individual highlighted in the story. Chrissy Colopy, that's C-O-L-L-O-P-Y, by the way, wants to help connect art and social issues. And here's the story. The Fitton Center for Creative Arts, in partnership with Save Our Souls, SOS Art, in Cincinnati, has created its first ever artist-in-residence program. And artist Chrissy Colopy has been named as the first artist-in-residence. The long-standing partnership between the Fitton Center and SOS Art aims to shine a brighter light on the connection between art and social issues. "I'm very thankful for the opportunity. It's exciting. It's an honor," said Colopy. "This is the first time SOS Art and the Fitton Center have had an artist in residence. This is the first time I've been an artist in residence. I love the connection between art organizations and social justice. Both are really about community." Colopy, a Dartown resident who teaches a creative aging painting class at the Fitton Center, began her three-month residency on April 1st. The position will run through the end of June. "When I read about the Artist in Residence program, I thought to myself, I have a connection because I have experienced food insufficiency and hunger when I was younger. My family grew up in poverty. I also hadn't done an artist residency before or had the opportunity to do so, but I knew I would enjoy working with the Fitton Center and SOS Art," Colopy said. Colopy will be working with the theme of food insufficiency, hunger, to create new works, and she will also teach a free workshop at the Fitton Center on Saturday, May 4th, from noon to 3 p.m. on how to make collage art related to the theme. Participants will learn to make collages using food wrappings, boxes, and magazine cutouts of food. The workshop is free, but registration is required. Of course, that date has already come and gone, but we'll continue here. Colopy will create a series of 5 to 10 acrylic on-linen paintings during her residency titled "You Are Not What You Eat," specifically still-life paintings of the food often consumed by disadvantaged people. Think of convenient and affordable items like generic brands, spoiled fruits and vegetables sold at a discount, or fast food. The hunger theme resonated with Colopy on a personal level. "Having experienced poverty as a child and into adulthood, I understand the shame of not having adequate resources to buy nutritional foods," she said. "The feeling of hunger and the dependency on government subsidies was the norm in my family. I always had the blue lunch ticket, different than the yellow of my fellow classmates." And best wishes for a successful residency. And we'll follow that earlier article about the judge and local girl makes good. We've got a local boy makes good story. Kyle Schwarber out of Middletown gets Nuxall character card. And there are a couple photos here showing Kyle Schwarber in action at the plate. There's a photograph of the a baseball card and a photograph of him at a presentation ceremony. And here's the story. Middletown native, MLB player, a cheerleader for his hometown, director says. It's easy to see what Kyle Schwarber accomplishes on the baseball field. For the last 10 seasons, Schwarber, 31, the 2011 Middletown High School graduate, has played Major League Baseball on some of the game's biggest stages, including leading the Chicago Cubs to the 2016 World Series championship. But what most baseball fans don't see is how Schwarber performs off the diamond. He has been active in all of the cities where he has played, Chicago, Boston, Washington, and now Philadelphia, and at the same time he has remembered his roots. So Tyler Bradshaw, executive director of the Nuxhall Foundation, named after Hamilton's Joe Nuxhall, said honoring Schwarber with a character card was a natural move. "He's all about hard work and discipline," Bradshaw said of Schwarber, named the Phillies' 2023 nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award for his work with Schwarber's Neighborhood Heroes, which started in 2017. "He motivates himself, and that's what future generations and young leaders desperately need." Schwarber has supported Midway Baseball, a grassroots organization that revived youth baseball in Middletown. About 350 boys and girls are playing baseball and fast-pitch softball this season at Goldman Park, organizers said. Bradshaw said Schwarber, like Nuxhall, has become a cheerleader for his hometown. Schwarber's father, Greg, a retired Middletown police chief, called having his son featured on a character card a great honor. "Kyle Schwarber is proud of where he came from, and he will preach that all day," his father said. Schwarber and his wife, Paige, have two sons and recently built a home in the Germantown area. "The place is special to us," Schwarber has said of Middletown, where he and his wife were raised. "It's always going to be special to us." When Schwarber's professional career ends, he has said he plans to dedicate more time to the youth baseball program. Mark Kearns, a retired Middletown High School teacher and baseball coach, called the foundation honoring Schwarber's character an outstanding choice. He said Schwarber is the same person after signing a four-year, $79 million contract with the Phillies 2 years ago as he was when he played football and baseball in high school. "That reveals what you're about," Kearns said. "To me, he's as real as you can get." The character cards, part of the Joe Nuxhall Character Education Fund, features a photo of a celebrity on the front and a message from them on the back. The cards are at the printer and should be available next week, Bradshaw said. "They are given to those featured and to local organizations to distribute," he said. Besides Schwarber, Bradshaw said a card of Luke Kennard, the former Franklin High School standout, will be printed with his new team, the Memphis Grizzlies. He was earlier featured wearing a Detroit Pistons uniform. Another card featuring Brent Suter, a Moeller High School graduate and reliever for the Cincinnati Reds, will be reprinted. He was earlier featured in a Milwaukee Brewers uniform. Teddy Kremer, a former Reds bat boy, has distributed more than 10,000 of his character cards, so 5,000 more are being printed, Bradshaw said. Others featured on the cards include former Reds first baseman Sean Casey and Channel 12's Sheila Gray. Well, that's a terrific program to recognize people in the community. And here's a story about a new tech-related program in Hamilton. There's an aerial photograph of the site and the building. Here's the headline. Butler County pledges $10 million to Miami Tech Hub. Classes are expected to begin in summer 2025 at the Butler County Advanced Manufacturing Hub in Hamilton. And here's the story. The Butler County Commission is increasing its commitment to what's been dubbed a transformational project for the city of Hamilton. On Monday, commissioners rescinded a resolution that committed $8 million for a new advanced manufacturing hub and approved providing $10 million. The project is a partnership among Miami University, which will purchase the nearly 55-acre Vora Technology Park, Butler Tech, and the City of Hamilton. The increase is because the City of Hamilton released its $2 million share of Butler County American Rescue Plan Act funds. Hamilton announced in February the city planned to contribute nearly $2.5 million. The remaining funds contributed by Hamilton are through forgiving the $480,000 it's owed by Vora Technology Park. The city issued a $1.6 million loan to Vora Tech to assist the company in landing Barclaycard in 2015, which expires in 2025. Miami University requested the board controlling the Ohio Controlling Board's approval to purchase Vora Technology Park for $11.68 million. Hemp Miami University, according to its submission to the Controlling Board, will commit $940,000. The Controlling Board approved the request on March 25th. Known as the Butler County Advanced Manufacturing Innovation Hub, the new school and training facility would be located just north of Miami University Hamilton's campus at 101 Knightsbridge Drive and is considered to be the first of its kind. The 54.4-acre purchase would expand Miami University's footprint in Hamilton, giving the regional campus more than 144 acres of property in this area of Hamilton, which is south of Knightsbridge Drive between Neyland and University Boulevards, just north of Bell Avenue. Miami University President Greg Crawford started off by telling the commissioners the public university owes you a big debt of gratitude. When you think about the scale of this project and what it's going to do for Butler County, it's even harder to conceive how big it is for us and how big it's going to be for Miami and Hamilton and Butler Tech and the collaboration, he said. You've done more than just fund it. You've been a partner every single step of the way. Miami and Butler Tech would initially split 70,000 square feet of the complex's nearly 400,000 square foot space as Butler Tech would sign a 40-year lease with Miami. Classes are expected to begin in late summer of 2025. We're so fortunate to have Butler Tech in our community because it's such an innovating career tech high school, and furthermore, they're innovating across the country. So everyone knows what they're doing, said Crawford. That partnership coming together was extraordinarily unique. With a four-year university and a career tech high school, we're off and running, and we're going to do great things together and really going to show Butler County, the state, and the nation what we can do together. Butler Tech is one of Ohio's largest county career school systems, and Miami is Butler County's largest employer, with campuses in Oxford, Hamilton, and Middletown, and a learning center in Westchester Township. The project wasn't easy to put together, said Ande Durojay, vice president and dean of Miami University Regionals, but told commissioners on Monday, anything that is worth doing is going to take some hard work. When we think about the investments you are making, Butler Tech is making, Miami is making in our community, it's not about what it's going to do today, he said, but I think about what's going to be in 10 years, 20 years, and 30. When we start looking at our college-going rate, we start looking at economic development, we see incomes going up, we see families becoming stronger because of the opportunities they have. That's all going to happen from things like this that started right here in this room. And here's a story a little on the lighter side, out of Middletown. Elvis impersonator Tyler Christopher to play Rockin' with Rotary. And there's a photograph here of Tyler in uniform as Elvis. And here is the story. Middletown Rotary Club has teamed with Kettering Health Network and the Sorg Opera House on this year's concert fundraiser, Rockin' with Rotary, featuring Tyler Christopher's Ultimate Elvis Show. Sarah Nathan, president of Middletown Rotary Club, said not only will attendees be treated to an incredible performance reminiscent of the legendary Elvis Presley, but they will also play a vital role in making a positive impact in our community. It's a win-win for everyone involved. Rockin' with Rotary is set for May 17th at 8 p.m. at the Sorg Opera House. Doors will open at 7 p.m. With an uncanny resemblance, captivating vocals, and signature moves, Christopher has garnered international acclaim for his portrayal of Elvis. Christopher started his professional career at 16 after being invited to and winning the largest Elvis competition in the northeastern United States. His accolades and awards include being ranked in the top five in the world at Elvis's birthplace of Tupelo, Mississippi, top three in King of Las Vegas, and number one in Bluegrass Tribute to the King competition. Christopher was sanctioned by Elvis Presley Enterprises to perform 3 years in a row for Elvis Night for the Cincinnati Reds at Great American Ballpark. He also has performed at Graceland as well as at other venues in Memphis, Tennessee. Attendees can expect to hear some of Elvis's greatest hits, from timeless classics like Love Me Tender and Jailhouse Rock to popular ballads such as Can't Help Falling in Love. Patrons can experience the concert, have fun, and by purchasing a ticket, they will also be supporting organizations that give back to the community. Last year, 600 to 700 people attended the fundraising event. This year's goal is to sell 700 tickets. The fundraiser allows us to say yes in supporting the community throughout the year, said Jay Nemeth of the Middletown Rotary Club and Rockin' with Rotary Concert Committee. I really enjoy just being there and the atmosphere, and it's fun. And at the end of the day, we know we're helping others, he said. Locally, Middletown Rotary Club has provided hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships to area students, made a variety of youth projects and leadership opportunities possible, and volunteered time, talent, and financial support to many community nonprofit agencies. There will be a 50-50 cash raffle, and tickets will be on sale the night of the concert. The drawing will be held at the event. Proceeds from the concert and 50-50 raffle will directly benefit Middletown Rotary Club's charitable projects, which include helping local children through school-based programs and community organizations like Sleep in Heavenly Peace and Abilities First. Middletown Rotary Club members also give back to the community by volunteering their time. Club members volunteer with the Salvation Army Thanksgiving meals in the fall, for example. Well, it sounds like a terrific event. And this will probably be our final story. Lakota names former teacher new school superintendent. Ashley Whiteley gets 5-year contract to lead district. And here's the story. Lakota Local Schools Board of Education members on Saturday voted to hire Ashley Whiteley as its new superintendent. Whiteley received a 5-year contract that will begin August 1st, with several days in the interim to transition into her new role, leading the largest suburban school district in Southwest Ohio. We are excited to welcome Dr. Whiteley to Lakota Local Schools, said Board President Julie Schaefer. She brings a wealth of experience, enthusiasm for public education, and a strong commitment to upholding a positive culture for both students and staff. We look forward to her ideas for continuing to carry out Lakota's mission to provide a student-centered learning experience for every single child. The decision came after a final round of interviews that included various stakeholders, a district release said. The district release cited Whiteley's record of promoting professional growth and development, plus developing trust and partnership within the community. And on that note, brings us to the end of another edition of Journal News Butler County. Mike Snyder, good being with you this time. Look forward to being with you next time. Until then, bye for now.